Okay, our friends. So we have been reading about how the season is changing and we're getting ready to wrap up winter and go into spring. And we've been talking about how it can rain during the season changes. And we've been reading a beautiful book about poetry and how rain brings refreshment and all these wonderful things. But there's also a lot of science behind rain. And we're going to talk about some of that today. Today's story is called When Rain Falls. And this story was written by Melissa Stewart, and it's illustrated by Constant R. Bergam. And my friends, I will put the link to this book on my Amazon affiliates page, so you must go and get a copy of it. It is so good. And I love all the fun things we're going to learn today, so buckle up. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Who are you?
Philip.
Philip, I'm so excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to learn something?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go.
Let's learn.
Okay. So in the picture, we can see some kids. And they've got a kite, and they're on a hill, and it looks like they're going to go fly that kite. It says, inside clouds, water droplets budge and bump and crash and clump. The drops grow larger and larger, and heavier until they fall to earth. Now, when rain falls in your neighborhood, you run inside and wait for the storm to end. And that's exactly what these kids have had to do. They had to run inside because storms. Yeah, you can't fly your kite when it's raining. Now, when rain falls in a forest, scurrying squirrels suddenly stop. They pull their long, bushy tails over their heads, like umbrellas.
I actually didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah. And it's kind of like putting on a hat if you've got a tail, huh? Mm-hmm. A hawk puffs out its feathers to keep water out and warmth in. Chickadees stay warm and dry inside their tree hole homes. And in the picture, my friends, we get to see what their homes look like and what they look like. These chickadees are adorable, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A doe, which is a female deer, and fawn, which is the baby deer, take cover under a leafy tree canopy. A red fox family nestles in a warm, cozy den. When rain falls on a field, plump little caterpillars crawl under leaves and cling to stems. Adult butterflies dangle from brightly colored flower heads. See, they're hiding under the flowers. That's where butterflies go when it rains. That way their wings don't get wet, right? That's very interesting. A raindrop knocks a ladybug off a slippery stem. The insect bounces into the air and then tumbles to the ground. A spider watches and waits as the rain beats down upon its carefully built web. I'm going to guess that spider knows just what to do when it rains, and that is to wait it out. A mouse crouches under a fallen leaf. Bees hide in hives, and ants stay safe in their underground nests. Everybody's taking shelter, hmm? When rain falls in a wetland, turtles tuck in their tiny heads. Rain splatters against their hard, strong shells. But I guess it doesn't bother them much, does it?
Yeah.
They like it. A dragonfly swoops down to perch below a fluffy cattail seed head. And whirligig beetles swim in circles and struggle to stay afloat. Sparrows huddle deep inside a dense cluster of leafy bushes, but ducks continue to cruise through the water. Raindrops slide right off of their oily feathers. They kind of like the rain, I bet, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
When rain falls in a desert, a rattlesnake squeezes into a rocky crevice. It curls up tight and falls asleep. A tarantula scuttles into an underground tunnel. And bats hang silently in a hillside cave. An elf owl takes cover in a cactus nest. And spadefoot toads dig to the surface. They mate and lay eggs, and then they burrow back into the sand. And when the rain stops, animals living in fields and forests and wetlands and deserts return to their daily routines. And so do you. And what a wonderful ending to that story. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Hope you can come and join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too. And that is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.